Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I just got a text message from a friend of mine who's leaving for the airport at this hour. Good morning, Colleen. I'll have to see if she's going to tune in. She is my college roommate, same age as me. So both just had milestone birthdays and she's off on a trip. Hers was just a couple of days ago. So that's fun. It's actually not as uncommon as you might think for me to get text messages from friends. So when I start the show, 11 o'clock on the West Coast, I will frequently get texts, sometimes emails from friends who are in California and other parts of the Pacific time zone. And then as we get closer to the second half of the show or into the final hour of the show, I'll get text messages and emails sometimes from friends of mine who are waking up early on the East Coast and have to answer texts or just saying hello. In her case, she was answering a question of mine. So good morning to you, if that's you. If you're waking up in the Eastern time zone, I hope that you are not in the smoke zone. But those Eastern Canadian wildfires, they're not getting put out. They're not getting any smaller. In fact, now there are 200 different fires that are burning in Nova Scotia and Quebec. And because of the jet stream, the smoke has traveled long distances and it's thick in parts of the Northeast and the upper Midwest. Last I knew, there were 17 states that were under air quality alerts. In the case of New York City and New Jersey, where I live, we've had air quality warnings now. All kinds of outdoor events being canceled, sporting events for kids, of course, but really anything that puts people outside. We had some type of community band concert that was canceled on Wednesday evening. And so there are a lot of people that are concerned, you know, if you have any respiratory issues or you have asthma, your pets. So I was very careful with Penny. We did do our regular walk on Wednesday morning. It was a little bit easier to breathe on Wednesday morning, but by the afternoon, in my neighborhood, the air was yellow and green. It was a weird, soupy, almost a pea soup colored mix. And I know when I woke up at, I think I woke up around 1 o'clock just to turn over. I frequently wake up. Actually, yesterday I only woke up twice during the day, which is great. But I did wake up and turn over and, of course, grab my phone at one point to see what time it was. It was 1 o'clock and it was dark outside. It was weird. I was very disoriented because I didn't know what was happening and how long had I slept, for heaven's sakes. And usually that only happens in the winter time where I sleep, say, to 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's starting to get dark or it's getting dark. So I was surprised. I couldn't figure out why it was so dark. We desperately need rain. I will say that in the tri-state area, which is New York, New Jersey, Southern Connecticut, definitely need some rain so that this smoke can be dissipated and broken up and so that the air quality will improve. And again, I know many of you are in the same boat. I've got family in Northeast Ohio in the Youngstown area. And my mom heard from some of our family members saying it was the same thing. So the smell of smoke, the thick haze, could not see the New York City skyline at all on Wednesday, which is odd. It's got to be a pretty thick storm or cloud cover. It felt like fog, except it doesn't smell like fog. And if you saw the video, now this is it's a really quick time-lapse video, so it doesn't require a whole lot of effort. But if you go to my Twitter, A Law Radio, the Weather Channel had a camera in Manhattan, right? So they just have a camera that's probably posted on a building of some sort. And over the course of 10 seconds, they do this time lapse where the skies at 11 o'clock in the morning are gray. They're smoky and gray. But by 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, they are orange. If you want to see orange skies, just go check out this video that I shared from the Weather Channel. Well, into those orange skies, people were walking around. People were smelling the smoke. Plans were getting canceled. Some of that smoke got into the Barclays Center, which is where the WNBA team, the New York Liberty, were supposed to host a game. They canceled that. And in the Bronx, they canceled the Yankees game as well because of their weather conditions.
It was business as usual for me coming in. I got in around, I don't know, 12:30, and didn't really think too much of it. And then when I actually walked outside about 2 o'clock and was like everyone else, like, whoa. If my reaction was similar to Major League Baseball, the world reaction, you know, I think it just circumstances changed and it became apparent. I wasn't really affected by it last night, but I know that some of you guys were, especially in the press box and stuff. So I think all that goes into consideration, like not a great position for people to be sitting outside in.
No, they do not want fans sitting outside in orange skies. Jay, if you want to share the photo, because you had sent me a photo of the Bronx in the afternoon, if you want to share that photo on our show Twitter account, After Hours CBS, and maybe on our Facebook page too, if you have an opportunity, there's a chance for you to kind of see what it was like at Yankee Stadium. It was one hell of a photo. I sent it to a bunch of my family and friends so they could see. I had so many people reaching out to me too. So it was on the Weather Channel. It was on the national news. I had family members in Arizona. I had family members in Ohio. I had a bunch of friends reaching out to make sure that I was okay. I even had a friend who lives on the Jersey Shore reaching out because he knew it was going to be thicker smoke up near New York City. And actually, as I was watching the Weather Channel, I saw this. There were dozens and dozens of flight delays in and out of all of the New York airports. So JFK, LaGuardia, and then Newark. So Newark is across the river in New Jersey. Apparently at one point in the afternoon on Wednesday, visibility in the sky, so satellite visibility, was below a mile. That's how thick the smoke and how difficult to see. And even going back to Tuesday, the air quality warnings were supposed to expire by Tuesday at midnight, then by Wednesday at midnight. Now they're extended on into Thursday, and I've heard some of the local weather forecasters indicate that this likely won't clear up until Friday at the earliest. It may not be as bad as the air quality on Wednesday, but it's not going to clear up until we get some rain and until that jet stream kind of pushes all the smoke out. Well, the Yankees rescheduled this game against the White Sox as part of a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock New York time on Thursday. And then the Phillies, they also canceled a game. So their game against the Tigers, that was reset for Thursday evening. Both those teams were supposed to be off on Thursday. So it was Philadelphia, it was New York, even parts of the D.C. metro, I know. My sister-in-law reached out to me, and they were also having kind of a thick haze. They couldn't smell the smoke, but they were dealing with the cloudier, thicker haze. And so there are a lot of different postponements. There was a new National Women's Soccer League game that was postponed in New Jersey, too. And the National Weather Service, they issued an air quality alert. And it's not, well, for New York City, but there's plenty of other places, as I say, in the upper Midwest and in the Northeast that are also dealing with the effects of these Canadian wildfires. In Philadelphia, there was a code red that was issued for the air, or because of the air quality. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I know many of you have your own stories. Jay's going to share this photo on our show Twitter as well as our Facebook page so you can kind of see the snapshot. No joke, orange skies. I was watching some of the Miami footage, so kind of stock footage around the game, the broadcast on ABC. And then I was watching some of the different baseball games as well. Even in Paris, right? They're playing their semifinal, well, their quarterfinals are being replayed actually on the tennis channel. We have them up in the studio right now, and I'm a little bit jealous of their clear air. But yeah, it was good to look around at sporting events in the rest of the country and the world and go, okay, this is not the apocalypse. There are still some clear skies elsewhere in the country. And for the Mets, they were able to continue. They were on the road in Atlanta, the set against the reigning champions of the National League East, their rivals. And you may remember, I don't know, Jay, if we have the video or not, and I'm actually not sure that it translates on radio, but in the game on Tuesday, Pete Alonso, who likes to jaw, he was in the dugout and he was caught on a camera and it was audible, in which he is yelling something along the lines of, I'll paraphrase, throw it again, definitely throw it again, referring to a pitch that he had just clobbered. So he's in the dugout and he's yapping because that's what Pete Alonso does, right?
My effort level was outstanding.
And he gets caught on camera. Not only can you see him mouthing the words, but you can hear him on this video camera. And so he talks trash after he hits a home run against the Braves. That was Tuesday, right, Jay? So then Wednesday, well, there's a moment that made people wonder whether or not the Braves had decided to teach Pete a lesson.
The 0-1. Hit him on the hand, and down goes Alonso, rumbles to the floor, picks himself up off the dirt, back on his feet, and walks down to first base. That was a fastball in tight. It's a hit by pitch. Now Alonso is walking off the field. So Alonso hit on the left wrist forearm area on a pitch up and in from Charlie Morton. And now the Mets going to have to make some moves as Buck Showalter, who is holding Pete's elbow guard, he throws it down the steps of the dugout near third base in frustration.
Charlie, or Chucky, came up after I got x-rayed. He was looking for me. I got out of the x-ray. He just wanted to apologize. He didn't mean to. So for people speculating or this and that, I just want to clear that. If anyone were to ask anything or speculate anything, there's nothing to it. I just happened to get hit with an up and in fastball, and clearly he went up and in the first pitch, and I swung and missed, and he just wanted to throw that again. It just got away from him.
I was still pitching, so I did want to come up and see what they had to say down here, because he came over for the x-ray. What their trainer said was that it hit partially on the guard and partially on his wrist. I've had x-rays be negative before that, where there was something, and I know that there can still be soft tissue injury and not just the bone. I mean, they could CT it and see something. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to pretend to know what's going on over there.
So Pete actually said Charlie Morton reached out and apologized, and Charlie, even though he was still pitching, he wanted to know what was happening with Pete because he felt badly. I believe Pete believed Charlie that it wasn't intentional. This wasn't payback for the chirping that Pete did in the dugout. Now, these two teams, they chirp a lot. They're very familiar with one another, and they're rivals to win the NL East. And obviously right now, Atlanta has the upper hand. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, if you wanted payback, late fireworks in Atlanta is the right way to do it.
1-1 to Harris. High fly ball to deep center field. Back to the wall. Cold-blooded Michael Harris. A home run to straightaway center. He just aimed right for their heart. And a two-run homer to straightaway center, and the Braves have a 7-5 lead.
On Braves radio, and then earlier the hit-by-pitch was on Mets radio, the Braves actually had to win this one more than once. They broke a tie. Actually, they came from behind and then broke a tie in the sixth when Ronald Acuna had an RBI single that drove in Michael Harris. Then the Mets come back on a sac fly in the seventh, and so Michael Harris has the two-run blast in the eighth that ultimately proves to be the game winner. So, yeah, back-to-back nights they're able to rally against the New York Mets. So the Mets are currently under 500. They've been scuffling for quite a while. But for the Braves, they continue to pad their lead atop the National League East. And Michael Harris, the latest to come up with the big blast.
I felt good. I mean, really, I just give all the credit to Marcell Ozuna. Yesterday, I was a little down on myself, and he came to me during the game and told me what I can do and what I have done. So just believe in myself and trust that I'm, I guess, one of the baddest guys out there.
I love that. Do I need to credit that? Bally Sports with that Michael Harris revelation. You just got to tell me I'm one of the baddest guys out there.
I guess one of the baddest guys out there.
Yeah, yeah, you got it right. The Atlanta Braves are now on a 4-game win streak. Marlins, actually, who were brought up by our guest, Jose Pineda, from Miami. He's the Spanish language radio voice of the Heat. He joined us last hour, and he actually mentioned, so I bring up, oh, what an incredible time to be a fan of South Florida sports. And I go into the Panthers and the Heat, and then even Messi, who's been recruited and is reportedly signing with Inter Miami. And he's like, don't forget about the Marlins. They're winning too. Well, actually, they've got 6 consecutive wins, and they've won 8 of their last 10. So the Marlins are between the Braves and the Mets in the standings. The Mets are going the wrong way. They've dropped 5 straight, including these last 2, to the Atlanta Braves. What, Jay, just go ahead and share the info that you would like everyone to know about the Marlins so that Jose Pineda can be really happy about the fact that you're up on your Marlins knowledge.
Luis Arraez, the second baseman on the Marlins, he's got his batting average up to 401.
Yeah, saw that. Pretty cool. So he's a major reason why they are surging. So right now, Braves, Marlins, thumbs up. Mets, Max Scherzer, thumbs down. You know, Max is, well, I think lots of hitters would tell you in the past that they were intimidated by Mad Max. Yeah, not so much anymore. He's very hittable. He did have 10 strikeouts, so I'll give him that. But he gave up 11 hits. He doesn't last through the 6th inning, and he allows 5 earned runs. His ERA is now north of 3.7.
This is Major League Baseball. This is what happens.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You want to go out there and be the best. And you know, there's times where you know, the other team's ready to beat you. So, you know, every single day is a new day. And hopefully, you know, with Vert going tomorrow, you know, we go out there and, you know, we can win tomorrow.
Vert or Ver. I can't tell if he calls him Vert or Ver. Verb. With Verlander going tomorrow, the Mets are hoping that he can be the stopper. I know that for Max Scherzer, it's been a roller coaster ride.
It was clumpy.
And he did not help himself any by getting a 10-game suspension for sticky substances. And he said it was just sweat and rosin, but it was a little clumpy. It was a hell of a lot of sweat and rosin. And so he missed 10 days. He got ejected from another game. He's been a wild ride. Ver missed the first part of the season because he was on the IL. Now he's back. It's not what they paid for. Well, it is what they paid for, but because both these guys are older, right? But the Mets were hoping that these two would be awesome and would set a tone at the top of the rotation. Instead, that is not the case for the most part. I mean, it's been inconsistent, right? So Verlander's pitched a couple of real strong games, but he's also not. And the Mets are still waiting to get their money's worth. If they can settle into a groove, and there's a long way to go, there's a long way to go. But if these two guys can settle into a groove, well, then you would expect the Mets would start to win more games. Right now, it's Tyler McGill who started the most games, and Kodai Senga, who's the Japanese product. Those two guys have started more games than Scherzer and Verlander. Though Scherzer, Senga, and McGill have the same number of wins at this point. It's early. The Mets are a bit of a mess. They're like the Bad News Bears right now. Either their pitching is going well and they're getting zero hits, or they're hitting the ball, but their pitching is not helpful, not useful, and not helpful. But it's early June. No need to panic. Right, Mets fans? No need to panic. Met fan in there?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No one's panicking.
Do you know what helps you when you start to become stressed and panicky? Exercise.
Yes, it does.
Jay's turned over a new leaf, actually. He's begun to exercise.
I'm actually a little sore at the moment, even.
I think he might be demon-possessed. However, if he's not demon-possessed, then I deserve a ton of credit. In fact, all of the credit. Except for the maybe 5% of the credit that goes to him for finally deciding that exercise is a positive. But yeah.
I came out because I had a tight hammy.
I mean, I'm a little bit worried about Jay that he's going to blow a muscle here or there because he's all of a sudden discovered exercise. However, we'll explain why Jay has turned over a new leaf and why I'm ecstatic after only a year and a half of, I don't know if we'd call it nagging, but public shaming for sure. Definitely
along
public shaming. Oh, yes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Check out the photo from Yankee Stadium on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page. It's eerie. It definitely is eerie. We're glad to have you with us on what is quickly morphing into a Thursday morning on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
First, I just want to thank you for, and all your colleagues, for keeping me busy while I work all night.
You're welcome.
Hey, Amy, how's it going tonight?
Great.
Good. I just started listening to you about a month ago. I'm a new night pharmacist.
Hey, Amy, I really enjoy the enthusiasm you bring to the early morning hours. It's so nice to listen to someone this enthusiastic this early in the morning.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Thanks for putting on a good show every night. I listen to it at work.
Awesome.
It really helps me get through the night.
I appreciate that you're tuning in. Thank you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Coming up, DeAndre Hopkins is set to begin his free agent visits. One team out there may be realizing that they lost too much and need to find a replacement badly if they're going to keep up in their own division, a division they dominated. Not to mention, there's some familiarity with this first team and DeAndre Hopkins. We will explain coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you're a big tennis fan, I know you're probably looking forward to the Carlos Alcaraz Novak Djokovic semifinal on the men's side. Coco Gauff is out. She lost again to Iga Swiatek in the French Open. It was a rematch of last year's women's final, and Swiatek was able to take her out in straight sets. Though good to see Coco at least get back to the quarters. There's a lot happening right now between tennis and golf, and of course the Stanley Cup final returns to the ice on Thursday. The NBA finals are not back until Friday. Very weird, right? They go Thursday, Sunday, and then Wednesday, Friday. Why? It has to do with TV rights. And I truly believe they're trying to take a page out of the NFL's book and play on as many days of the week as they possibly can in one final series. So we are led around by the nose when it comes to the NBA. Someone actually asked me as part of Ask Amy Anything which sport I will miss more in a couple weeks, the NBA or the NHL. Why are you making that face, Jay?
Just curious.
Just curious. My answer is I won't miss either one. My theory about sports is, and this is really my theory about life, it's not possible to miss you if you never go away. And I say this about the NFL a ton. Can you just go away so we can actually miss you and be excited for your return? Oh no, the NFL never goes away. Games do. We miss the games. But we're never at a loss for information when it comes to the NFL. In fact, we're overloaded. It's TMI, NFL, okay? So when the NBA and the NHL are done, their playoffs run 2 months. They start in early April. In fact, the play-in tournament started Easter weekend. It was right after my birthday. And they run all the way through mid-June. Same thing with the NHL. I'm good. I don't mind if you all take a break. Now, the drafts will come up this summer. And, of course, free agency. That's in July for the NBA. It's usually fairly dramatic. So there's still going to be plenty of news. Like, for instance, Chris Paul is a free agent. In fact, there's talk that he could reunite with the Phoenix Suns, but at least initially they cut him. And so we'll get to that coming up. Frank Vogel, he's got a new blueprint for success. And he is a championship-winning coach. But what does this mean for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Producer Jay has finally recognized the value of a healthy diet and exercise, but I don't really understand why. How many days in a row have you exercised?
Now three
days in a row. He says he's feeling real good.
Terrific.
Starting to eat better. Not only more of a regular meal plan, but is also eating healthier, kind of. What I've been talking about this for a year and a half, that just because you're thin does not mean you're healthy. And you poo-pooed me and laughed about how I've got five favorite food groups: soda, candy, fried foods, pizza. I don't even know what the other one is.
That's about it.
That's it. Oh, chicken rolls.
Yeah, that can probably fall in the pizza, but okay. I'll give it its own.
Anyway, this is all that, and Jay barely eats vegetables. And I don't know if we've crossed that bridge yet, but for some reason, he started to exercise. Why? What has gotten into you?
Just being under the weather all weekend and not feeling great. And I just got tired of feeling not great all the time. And so I rode my bike on, what was it, Monday afternoon, because it's trying to like just give me some energy
before we got inundated with smoke.
Yeah, just to try to get myself some energy and just to try to shake off the sickness I was feeling over the weekend. And I don't know, I just after the ride I felt tremendous, and I was just like, wow, like I could feel like this all the time. And
you've heard of endorphins, correct?
That's right. So I haven't felt those in a long time, and just decided to get a little active, and it felt great. And now I'm just kind of hooked on it, and looking forward to the next one.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Just feeling good.
Nothing that you'd like to say to me?
Well, you persuaded me.
Uh-huh.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Now, what about the diet? When is that going to get on board?
We're getting there. So I haven't missed a meal. Knowing, like, you know me, my
schedule,
like, I eat, I don't, like, it's never been, like, timed. Like, at least for the past, you know, 2 years or so working in this industry. It's kind of just whenever I'm hungry, I'd eat. Or whatever, no real structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's been breakfast, lunch, dinner, the last 9 meals. I haven't missed one in 3 days. And I attribute it all to just that one bike ride. It's pretty wild.
You attribute it to one bike ride.
That's just what
I would say it. It's about a year and a half of not feeling great all the time and understanding that there is a better way. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
As they say in The Mandalorian.
They do. All right. Well, congratulations to producer Jay. I try to tell him that if he walked his dog every day, that there, you know, there'd be some extra exercise there. He doesn't want to walk Moose.
Moose doesn't want to walk himself.
Well, especially not now. But your mom somehow manages to walk him, just not you.
I mean, she tries, but the dog really does not like to walk. English bulldog.
It's funny because there's a French bulldog in my neighborhood, and she loves her walks.
They're different.
She is crazy about her walks, but she does the
yeah
breathing. But still, she loves to go for walks. Four or five times a day she comes by my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moose, I don't know. He likes to go in the backyard. He'll hang out outside. He'll go and swim. But when it comes to just like going on a leash and walking around the block, it's either it's going to go great and he'll be into it. But if you get him out there and he could literally be, you could be halfway and he'll just stop and he'll just lay. And then you got to be out there and wait for him to feel better to continue on. So it's a risk.
I love that my dog still at 13 and a half years old gets anxious if we're out of her routine and we don't go for her walk. So she walks much more slowly. And sometimes I am borderline impatient because it takes forever. We shuffle. We don't walk around the block. Anyway, except for in the morning. She does love her morning walk. She has more energy. We came out of the house, not yesterday, but the day before. And as I'm smelling the smoke, I'm not really paying attention to what's happening. Smelling the smoke, there's a bunny, a baby bunny, who was on the left side of my door. So I'd heard some rustling in the bushes, and Penny kind of peeked up. And I see this bunny run across Penny from the right side of my front door as I'm standing, you know, on my stoop, the right side of my front door to the left side. And she's in the bushes now. And I can tell that we scared her, we startled her. And so I'm standing there smelling the smoke and just kind of, wow, this is crazy. And looking at the atmosphere, and it was pretty dark. And I'm not really paying attention to the bunny anymore, thinking that she was fine. She'd gone to the other bushes. All of a sudden, I hear rustling again. And with no warning, this baby bunny darts, not back in front of the dog. No, she's afraid of the dog. Right across the stoop, over my feet, and into the bushes, back on the other side again. The bunny ran over my feet. That's how petrified she was. I got ambushed by a baby bunny.
That's an attack.
Yeah, it was. And I'm telling you, this bunny was the size that would fit in my cupped hands. So the poor thing was so scared. But I think I was more scared and afraid when she ran over my feet. I'm paying no attention to the bunny. We're not looking at the bunny. I don't even know where the bunny is, just that she's on the left side of the door now, looking, smelling the smoke. I probably was taking out my phone so I could take a photo of the atmosphere. And the bunny just freaks out. And instead of, she's trying to get away from the dog, right? So she's trying to run across the stoop because the dog is out on the sidewalk and right across my feet. I have flip-flops on. And so the bunny runs right across my feet.
You felt it?
I screamed, yes. Like, ah! And the bunny, of course, probably freaked out even more because of that, right? So I hear the bunny dart back into the bushes, now on the right side. So the bunny's gone from the right side to the left side, back to the right side. I'm like, oh my gosh, my heart is pounding because this bunny just ambushed me. And I didn't know. You know, in that moment, it took me a second to realize it was the bunny. Like, what was that just ran across my feet? You never know. It could have been a bobcat. And so I scream. The bunny probably freaks out even more. And as my heart rate's subsiding, I think, okay, it was just a bunny. I'm all right. We're good. And I go to walk the dog. Come back. Now, this is a shorter walk because it was getting smoky. Come back maybe 7-8 minutes later. Guess what? The bunny is still sitting in the right flower bed. She's probably scared to death. Maybe she's lost her mom.
Maybe she's plotting.
Or maybe she's waiting on her friends and family to join her so there can be a bunny takeover. She's still sitting there looking at me. And she's not really hiding under the bushes because I can see her. Poor thing. I think she was stunned. She ran over human feet. Maybe the rest of her family won't let her back in the nest.
Because she touched a human?
Because she touched a human. But she didn't really touch me. She just ran over me.
Grazed. I mean, counts. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
she
know
smelled like
are.
A human, or she just knew. She just knew that was the safest place for her. I mean, how often does a bunny run over a human's feet? Not very often.
Never, almost. There's a lot of bunnies in my neighborhood,
right,
too, and you honestly can't even get within 8-10 feet of them if you wanted to. They're so sensitive to any sort of movement and reaction that if you'd even just walk towards it, not even knowing it's there, you're going to see it dart across the lawn. So the fact that it ran towards you, it's insane.
Well, not really toward me. She was just trying to get back to where she was before and trying to avoid the dog, I guess, and maybe lesser of two evils, thought the dog was scarier than the giant human. Ran right across my feet. Like, right across my feet, in front of my ankles, right across my feet that were not in socks. They were in flip-flops. And it was a bit traumatizing.
Is that a sign of good luck, though?
Yes.
It might be.
Absolutely.
Rabbit's feet, rabbit grazing across your feet.
Okay. I think
things are looking up.
Poor thing. As long as she found her way back to her den, her nest, her rabbit's something. Lair. Her lair.
Definitely a baby, you think?
Oh, no, she was definitely a baby. She's a little bitty. I said I could have cupped her in my hands. She was, poor thing, was very scared and probably disoriented and maybe just didn't know where she was supposed to be. And she, oh my gosh, she left her mom at the mall and then got lost. That's what happened.
Probably.
She was playing around by herself in some of the clothing racks and got all confused and was needed to go back to where she first lost her family.
That's always what you
and
do.
And wait for them to come back.
See, bunnies are smart like that. They know what to do if they get separated.
All right, coming up, DeAndre. Whoopsie, sorry. That's what happens when I talk with my hands. DeAndre Hopkins said to make his first free agent visit. Where, oh, where is he headed? It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
An empty set for Murray on third down and 6 at the LA 34. Chargers showing blitz. They back off. Murray back to pass. Flag down. Pass over the middle. Caught at the 20 and a broken tackle. Hop is loose at the 10, at the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Where will DeAndre Hopkins catch passes next season in 2023? Of course, he was released by the Arizona Cardinals and is set to begin his free agent tour, his 3-hour tour. His future with the Cardinals obviously was a subject of great speculation because of the massive cap hit, which was over $30 million, tops among wide receivers in the league and really one of the highest of any player, regardless of position. So the Cardinals have made him available and he gets to choose. There are certainly teams out there that could use a healthy DeAndre Hopkins, right? And after over a decade in the league, he's got a ton of experience. We know he's a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro. He just turned 31, so theoretically should still have several more good years. But also veteran leadership, too, to think about it. There have been a bunch of different teams that were at least interested, two probably, that were interested in trading for him with Arizona, but ultimately realized that the Cardinals weren't going to be able to keep him. And so if you could just wait him out, if nobody would cave and give up the capital or give up the trade bait, the draft picks, yada, yada, to get him, then he would be available as a free agent. And that's where we stand right now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ian Rappaport following up on a report about DeAndre Hopkins' first free agent visit.
DeAndre Hopkins is expected to make his first free agent visit early next week in a fly-in Sunday, then visit the Tennessee Titans. That is going to be on Monday. This Mike Vrabel confirming earlier today the Tom Pelissero report that Hopkins is set to make his first visit. And you're right, there has been a lot of interest from contenders and certainly some teams that have some money to spend. If you're looking at the profile of the Tennessee Titans, they fit exactly what DeAndre Hopkins is looking for. They got a quarterback who can play. They have a need, they have some money, and they do seem to be a team looking for one final piece for maybe that playoff push. The interesting thing here is the timing. I wouldn't be surprised at all if DeAndre Hopkins, even with a really positive visit to the Tennessee Titans, doesn't sign until maybe even the start of training camp. Rarely do veterans want to go through mandatory minicamp. Veterans especially like to maybe even wait a couple days into training camp just to make sure they get as much rest for their bodies as possible. May end up being the situation for DeAndre Hopkins, or he couldn't end up taking another visit.
Oh! That's Ian Rappaport on NFL Total Access. Actually, I think I did an edit on that because at the end, he got cut off. Yeah, so the clip, it ended abruptly, so I went ahead and made an edit. So that's on me, your host. The Titans have about $8 million in cap space. So they're going to have to free up some more if they want to sign DeAndre Hopkins. But also, get this. I actually didn't know this, though. Certainly the position of receiver in Tennessee was sorely lacking last year after they traded away A.J. Brown. I wonder if in watching what he did alongside Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, of course, going to the Super Bowl, if they maybe regretted that they didn't pay him because they had, are you ready? 1-2 receiving games over 100 yards. 2 in all of last year. And they fell off a cliff at the end of the season. The Jaguars overtook them for the AFC South title. And also keep in mind that Hopkins and Mike Vrabel know each other from their time in Houston. He was on the defensive side of the ball, the defensive staff, D coordinator for a while there. But Hopkins, he would certainly be familiar with, and who isn't. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. I like that Ian Rappaport says they have a quarterback who can play. Yes, that would be Ryan Tannehill. Meanwhile, there's a lot of attention on their second consecutive rookie draft pick at the quarterback position. That would be Will Levis. And a lot has been made of him trying to get up to speed quickly. There's been a bunch of focus on some of his rookie gaffes.
You always want to make the right play. You don't want to make the wrong decision and force the ball when you don't need to. But, I mean, these are the times to make those mistakes. It's when it's week one, obviously it's not. But, I mean, now it's the time to experiment. It's time to take some shots and to not be, reckless, but to, be a little experimental. So, I mean, it's being my first year in the league, I got to do that to get the feel of, the right way to play the position.
So Will Levis, Malik Willis, Ryan Tannehill. Interesting. Malik Willis was a bit of a flyer. It didn't work out well.
Mike Tomlin eat chicken wings?
When he was thrown into the fire last year after Tannehill got hurt. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? Next hour, wait till you hear what Kyle Shanahan has to say about Brock Purdy, because we can't stop asking, of course. Let's see if we can quick talk to Primer, who's in Cleveland. You got about 90 seconds. Go ahead. Welcome to After Hours.
Yo, Amy, shout out. Always get me through the nights. I'm a paramedic, so the long 24s, you get me through.
Awesome.
Appreciate you, girl.
Thank you.
First of all, them rabbits, I don't even think you saw it. Those things are fast as all get out. So it's not included. You're exaggerating.
No, I swear I'm not. The rabbit ran over my feet.
Yeah, 2 seconds. You blinked and it was by. But, let's get Hopkins to come down, visit Cleveland, get some good food out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone dogs on Cleveland, but I'm telling you, the food seems amazing out there.
Mm.
Hands
I mean,
down.
I'm from my mom's whole side of the family's from Northeast Ohio. I have no problem with the foods there.
Hey, that's right, girl. That's right. We love it out here. Carbs all day, every day. But also shout out to the Nuggets. What's the rookie name? Brown, but he wanted to be called like Braun or something.
No, his name is Christian Brown. Yes,
Brown. And I heard someone at a late night show was like dog names. He wanted to like change his name or something. That guy puts up minutes every day.
He was ready when they called on him. 19 minutes, 15 points. He had a couple of steals and a big dunk in there as well. So, yeah, he was clutch.
He's been ready all season. I've been watching those West Coast games at 10 o'clock.
Awesome.
Legal in Cleveland. So, Nuggets made me some money, and let's keep it rolling.
All right, let's Primer. We're happy to help you. Sorry, we're at the top of the hour, but good to hear from you. Be safe, and thank you so much for your service as a paramedic in Cleveland. We have so much to talk about. Nuggets straight ahead. Rory next hour as well. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.